You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 378.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello. This is Dana Wild, and welcome to the Mind Aware Show. So good to have you here. You know, we're doing a Dana Rants episode. It's an affectionate term, Dana Rants. It's a positive rant. We decided we're going to reclaim that word and we're going to talk about ranting as though, hey, guess what? You can go on and on and on and work yourself up in a positive way. And so what happens is people write in with their issues that they're grappling with, you know, or they're challenged with, or their new opportunities for growth. Or recently, we've been calling them joy rides because that's a much better term. So they write in and then we kind of sift through it and we figure out how can we shift the thinking on this? How can we start to feel differently about this? By the way, if you want your own request on the show, just go to danawild.com/rants, R-A-N-T-S, danawild.com/rants, and just fill out the form. It's always anonymous. We ask for your name only because we want to verify if you're a member of Train Your Brain U or not. Because if you're a member of Train Your Brain U, you go straight to the front of the line, and such is the case today. So danawild.com/rants will get you your request in. So here's what was written in this particular request. Somebody wrote in, and she said, we asked the question, what one problem would you like to solve now? And she said, following through with my intentions. I want to get past doing it in my head. My business would be better if I could fix this. What is it? And the answer she gave was feeling accomplishment and pride in building my team and be accountable for my financial responsibilities and be a better role model for my children. Wow, powerful stuff, right? Here are the things I've already done. 17-second rule for thoughts I don't want. Feeling good first. Okay. Other information you need to know in order to make this personal. I'm starting my entrepreneurial journey at 60, but I feel more like 50 max. I had a prominent career in a local business, I won't say what it is, for 38 years, and I'm concerned about what people think. I overthink things. Okay, these are all really good information. Is there anything else you'd like to share? And the answer was family financial situation stresses grown children's health. I've taught fiscal responsibility well, but I haven't practiced it well. Getting better at managing my negative partner, who is getting better at managing also. Okay, so all good stuff. This is really thorough and really great information to get us started. And I think most of us have had the experience where we've made an intention or we've made a declaration and then haven't followed through on it in some way or another, right? I mean, people do that almost every year on January 1st. That's the New Year's resolution. So there are a couple of things I want to sift through here that are really, really important. The underlying story in this, first of all, that I want to sift through is the idea that I said I would do something. I said I would take some action and I didn't take that action. And so now, because I didn't take that action, my business isn't building the way I would like it to. And so I just want to put out a reminder here. This is like a public service announcement that action is not what builds your business. And I know that that's contrary to everything you hear everywhere, but action is not what builds your business. If you line 100 people up against the wall and say, what actions did you take? They're all going to say a different answer. And if you ask those same people, you know, if you look at what they have in common, you're going to find out that they all think differently. That's the common denominator to building your business. When you think thoughts that are successful, you become successful. When you think thoughts that are allowing of abundance, you become abundance. When you have a high expectation for success, when you expect it to happen, then you become successful. You allow more money in, all of those things. So I'm not saying you're not going to take any action, but I think that we put too much priority on action as the vehicle for success, and it's not. So the idea here is, you remember how I say sometimes the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep talking and thinking about the problem. Well, we have that case in point right here. The problem isn't that you're not following through on your intentions. The problem is that you keep saying, I'm not following through on my intentions, so my business isn't building. My business won't build unless I follow through on my intentions. We have a reticular activating system in our head, and it stands at attention as your best friend all day, every day, listening to what you're thinking about, listening to what you're talking about. And when you're saying to yourself, I'm not following through on my intentions, so my business isn't going to build, your brain says, aye, got it. You're talking about this all the time. I got every bit of it. You're not following through on your intentions and your business isn't building. Happy to help. Right? And that's not the outcome we want, right? We want to build a business easily and effortlessly and successfully, and we want our brain to be on board with this. So, having said all of that, you have a couple of choices to think about here. You have a couple of options. You can bust the story that says following through with action steps are what really build my business, right? So let's play with that a little bit. What if you had an aha moment and you decided, oh my gosh, that's right. It's my mindset that builds my business. It's the story I'm telling. It's the things I'm thinking about that are building my business. What if I made that the focus of my thoughts? What if I started saying, you know, ever since I started thinking more positively, my business started building. Ever since, by the way, power words. Your brain wants an excuse for success. Your brain wants an excuse for change. So if you say the words ever since and you state something true, ever since I started eating bananas on Thursday mornings, your brain goes, that's true. You did start eating bananas on Thursday mornings. Everything you say after that, your brain thinks is also true. It's big power words in the English language. You can say, this is so interesting. Ever since I started thinking more positively, success started coming more easily. I started feeling more relaxed about success. I started showing up differently. Ever since I started training my brain, I noticed that my business is building. I used to think I build my business with action, but now I realize it's all about me. It's all about who I am in the world. It's all about being relaxed and allowing and trusting and having high expectations. So I still work, but my work now is to raise my expectation level. My work now is to relax more. My work now is to allow more. My work now is to be happier, because when I'm happier, I show up in the world better. My work now is to feel good, because when I feel good, I connect with people and I get in the flow and things get done so easily. Right? So that's choice number one. I don't think that's really the reason why you wrote this, though. What you really want is you actually want to be taking more action on the things that you want to do. So most people, as I mentioned earlier, January 1st of every year, they make a resolution and then they try to force themselves to do it differently, which rarely works, because your brain wants to continue to match up whatever it is you're thinking and talking about. So you've got your massive computer in your head working on that goal while you're trying to force yourself to do something differently. So I have to kind of laugh at your wording when you wrote, and I'm going to just slightly kid you here, because the very first sentence you wrote is, I want to follow through in my intentions. I want to get past doing it in my head. And the reason I want to tease you a little bit is because if you actually were doing it in your head, you would eventually be moved to take action. So I would like to suggest that it's not that you're being lazy following through on your intentions. I'm going to just call it lazy thinking, you know, for again, I'm teasing you for lack of a better word. But if you were thinking about it in your head, you would do it because you'd be moved to do it, because you'd be positive, because you'd be feeling good. So let's take an action that you might think builds your business. So I don't know what the action might be because you haven't said enough about your business, but let's say the action has to do with picking up the phone or networking or going to a networking meeting or talking to people about your business. Let's use talking to people about your business because almost everybody can use that in a business. So right now you're saying I have every intention of talking to people about my business, but I'm not doing it. I'm not following through. So let's just feel that sentence for a minute. I have every intention of doing it, but I'm not. I have every intention of doing it, but I'm not. Can't you just feel the weight of that? You can't have movement when you are saying sentences that feel heavy, that weigh you down. So how do you shift? How do you start having movement? Well, again, you can use the January 1st resolution method and force yourself to carry that heavy weight. You know, it's like grabbing a boulder and trying to run uphill and trying to make yourself do something. Or you can lighten your load. You can have a lighter feeling about it. How do you have a lighter feeling about it? You have different thoughts. What if you started to think things like, okay, everybody says that approaching people is the way to build my business. And I haven't been doing it, but I'm open to doing it. I'm open to learning how, and I'm willing to do it. And I'm not going to do it when I'm forcing myself. I'm just going to do it when the moment feels right. And I'm going to immediately stop beating up on myself that I'm not doing it. Because I'm going to trust that what Dana says is if I do it in my head and if I really think about it and I think about it in a positive, happy way, that at some point I'll just feel like doing it. And I like that. I like that I don't have to force myself. I like that I don't have to be uncomfortable or be embarrassed to do it. I like that I don't have to think of some canned thing to say. I'm just going to relax and think about it in a positive way, and then I'll know when the moment's right. And so I like the idea of this method. I like the idea of being open. I like the idea of feeling lighter in my body. I like the idea of just thinking about my products and my services and my programs and knowing that I have something that's really important and really valuable, and I'll know the right time to talk about it. And I like being open to it. And I like feeling ready to do it. And I know that I'm feeling more and more ready all the time. And I'm feeling good about this. And I like moving forward. And I like the feeling in my body when I talk about being ready. And I actually like people. Like, I like people. I've had so many good conversations with people. So I know this is going to be easy for me. I like being able to be open to the possibilities that are out there. I like that when my brain is on board with what I'm thinking about and dreaming about, that it's easier for me to build a successful business. I like the direction that my business is moving. I like the direction these thoughts are moving. I feel more and more like taking action. I feel more and more like moving forward. I feel more and more like approaching people. It's like crazy. I've only been doing this for like 60 seconds and I'm already starting to feel the shift. Like, this is going to be fun and this is going to be easy because I love what I have and I love people. And so this is kind of awesome that everything I want to do, I just love. It's so easy. I mean, I'm lucky to be building a business in a way that's so fun and easy and effortless. And I love being successful and I love the feeling I have in my body now. And if I just keep doing this, I can see why this works. And so I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to start right now. Okay? That's how you do it. That's called not being a lazy thinker. That's called focusing and saying one sentence after another and doing it in your head, right? So do it in your head more. Do it in your head. Think about it in your head. Get positive because there'll come a point where you literally will not be able to hold yourself back from action. That's when you take action, right then, right? Right when it feels like, yes, yes, I'm loving this and this is the time. This is the time. This is so easy. Okay. We're going to take a check-in with our Facebook audience because for those of you that don't know, we are live on Facebook every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so we're going to say hello and come on down and join us, actually. If you go to danawild.com/update, you can just put the word update in the comments section there, and we'll let you know when we're going live on Facebook. So it's really easy because you get like a little ping and makes it easy to show up, and then you get to be part of the discussion. So if I have a guest here, you can ask the guest a question. If I'm here by myself, we can just hang and talk and BS a little bit and have some fun. So hopefully you are joining us live. I'm going to be back in just a second right after this break to talk more about doing RANs. Be right back.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. We are talking about intentions today and following through on our intentions. And what's fun about brain training is that you don't really have to do anything you don't want to do. The idea is busting yourself on kind of what's the story behind the story. So if in this case, we are talking about following through on intentions. So is the story that I don't have success unless I take action? Or is the feel bad that I really want to take action because it's fun and I feel like something's blocking me? Or is it that you've lost respect? Or is it that you feel like you have a higher expectation that you're not meeting? Like when you start to ask yourself questions and kind of unravel the story behind the story, then it becomes very easy to write the new story. But having said all of that, and this is really, really important, as long as you are doing your best to feel good in every moment, you know, having spent all that time rewriting stories and figuring stuff out and trying to do it, at the end of the day, the only thing that's important is paying attention to, do I feel good right now? Does this thought feel good? Does this thought feel good? Is this thought benefiting me? Because if it doesn't feel good, and if it's not benefiting you, then that's the shift to make. Play with it and tweak it and see if you can ease into a different thought. See if you can ease into something better. See if you can play with it a little bit. If you can't do anything else, just say the sentences like, I'm ready to, I'm starting to, I'm able to, I'm open to, and then fill it in with things like shifting my thoughts, opening my mind, training my brain. I'm open to training my brain. I'm willing to train my brain. I'm thinking about training my brain. I'm starting to train my brain. I'm getting better at training my brain. I'm shifting every day. I'm feeling better every day. Things are getting easier every day. Very vague, very easy sentences. Don't you feel better when you hear those sentences? Because here's the truth. They're the truth. That's the deal. The stuff that feels bad, it's lies. It's all lies if it feels bad. If you're saying things like, I'm starting to feel better about this. I'm starting to train my brain. I'm starting to get good at this. I'm open to getting good at this. I'm ready to get good at this. I love training my brain. I love being focused in this moment. I love thinking positive thoughts. Those things all feel good because you know what? They're true. You are on your way. You are doing it. You're already doing it because you're here. You wouldn't be here if you weren't already doing this and already practicing. So just keep practicing. It's just, this is a lifetime of fun practice that we're going to be doing, getting better and better and better all the time, making it easier and easier, starting to train your brain, continuing to train your brain, ready to train your brain, willing to train your brain, open to all the goodness that's out there. And the best part is, you can start right now and it doesn't take any extra time in your day, right? You can do it while you're doing other things. So just continue on and I'll be right here doing it with you every single day. Have some fun. We'll see you soon.
I'm excited!
Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.